A bright white light shines out from the centre of a black screen. The light is held aloft by a statuesque woman wearing a long white robe with a blue sash. She stands on a raised plinth before the cloudy sky. Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. A giant banana knocks the woman off her plinth. Sony Pictures Animation. Columbia Pictures presents a Sony Pictures Animation film. A film by a lot of people. A boy sits with his hand up in a classroom.
Have you ever felt like you were a little bit different? Like you had something unique to offer the world, if you could just get people to see it? Then you know exactly how it felt to be me.
Go ahead, Flint.
What is the number one problem facing our community today? Untied shoelaces. Which is why I've invented a laceless alternative foot covering. Spray on shoes!
He sprays an aerosol covering his feet in a black coating. Flint tugs uselessly at one of his shoes.
What a freak! He wants to be smart, but that's lame!
All the other kids point. Flint runs through the rain.
I wanted to run away that day. But you can't run away from your own feet.
He tries to remove the spray-on shoes by biting, prying with a screwdriver, and cutting with scissors. His parents are outside his room.
Well, not every sardine is meant to swim, son.
I don't understand fishing metaphors.
What did I say?
Don't worry. Honey, I think your shoes are wonderful.
Everyone just thinks I'm a weirdo.
So? People probably thought that these guys were weirdos, too. But that never stopped them. I was saving this for your birthday, but here...
A professional-grade lab coat, just like the real guys wear. It fits perfect.
The world needs your originality, Flint. You just have to grow into it. And I know that you're gonna do big things someday.
Wearing the oversized lab coat, Flint hugs his mum and smiles. He sits at his desk and draws a poster. Flint Lockwood, best inventor ever. He pins it on his bedroom wall with all the other scientist posters. He runs down the garden to a makeshift treehouse laboratory. His mum and dad watch from the house as he disappears inside.
From that moment on, I was determined to invent something great.
Remote-controlled television!
He demonstrates a walking television. It runs away out of the house.
Eventually.
Hair on Balder!
He turns his dad super hairy.
Flying car!
It crashes.
Monkey thought translator.
Hungry.
How wise.
Hungry.
No, please. No. Rat birds.
Hey, what's going on, little guy?
The rat birds escape, causing chaos.
My dream was to help my hometown, a tiny island hidden under the A in Atlantic, called Swallow Falls. We were famous for sardines, until the day the Baby Brent sardine cannery closed for good, right after everyone in the world realized that sardines are super gross. Soon, all of us were stuck eating the sardines that no one else wanted. Poached, fried, boiled, dried, candied, and juiced. Life became gray and flavorless. But when all seemed lost, I stared at defeat and found hope.
Multicolored lights oscillate behind the title. Cloudy with a chance of meatballs. Banks of high-tech instruments in a futuristic digital super lab. Flint, now a young man in his 20s, walks past banks of instruments and video screens. He still wears a white lab coat. He looks up at inspirational posters of other famous scientists. Amongst them is his own Flint Lockwood Best Inventor Ever poster.
My name is Flint Lockwood, and I was about to invent a machine that turns water into food.
The design's on a post-it note.
Steve, my best friend and trusted colleague.
He's a monkey.
Steve,
can I count on your help?
Steve holds up a can of sardines.
Can.
I knew I could. Button on. Memory activate. Blueprints. Awesome. Begin nanomutation. Radiation matrix secure. Computer boot. Coolness enhancement complete. Engage coffee break.
Flint and Steve stop for a coffee.
Networking power grid.
Flint connects up a series of power cables. He has to take one of them out of Steve's mouth.
Beginning conversion of water into food. Hydrating protein matrix. Calibrating flavor pen. Priming chow flopper. Uploading cool machine voice.
Cheeseburger.
Everyone is going to love this.
He flicks the last in a long series of switches on his new food-making contraption. A burger-shaped loading icon appears on a digital display. An iris-like hatch begins to open in the bottom of his contraption. Flint sticks his hands out, ready to catch the cheeseburger. The loading icon indicates 81% complete. The burger starts to form in Flint's hands, then explodes. All the lights go off as his dad reads the paper.
Steve, keep working.
Steve's just banging a drum.
Scanning hand.
Flint opens a curtain which has a heavy vault door drawn on it. He trots down a hexagonal corridor and opens a sliding door which doesn't slide very well, then makes his way out of the treehouse lab via a tube leading to a portaloo. Some kids watch him from over the fence.
That's a really weird dude.
Flint trots over to an electrical junction box.
Re-energizing power unit.
His dad appears behind him and startles him.
Jeez. See you, Dad.
Flint. Don't you think it's time to give up this inventing thing? Get a real job?
No, why?
Well, all your technology stuff, it just ends in disaster.
The rappers, yes, they escaped and bred at a surprising rate. But I took care of that problem and disposed of them.
Billy, just play dead!
Flint. You don't keep throwing your net where there aren't any fish.
What?
I want you to work full-time at the tackle shop.
The tackle shop? Aw, oh, Dad, no!
Tackle is a good career.
Please, I'm so close with this one. I just have to hook it up to the power station and give it more power, and it'll work! And then you could sell food in the shop, and then everyone won't have to eat sardines anymore. It is going to be so awesome.
I'm sorry, Steve.
Ouch.
No more inventing.
Dad, I know I can do this. And Mom did, too.
It had been almost 10 years since Mom died. And Dad still didn't understand me like she did.
Come on. Let's open the shop.
They stand outside the bait and tackle shop.
Tim and Son. Sardine bait and tackle. You feeling it?
Mm-hmm.
A commercial.
Sardines. Hand-packed in swallow foam.
As your mayor, I know it's time to put our sardine canning past behind us and look to the future. Sardine tourism! That's why, without consulting anyone, I spent the entire town budget on the thing that is under this tarp, which I will be unveiling today at noon. Featuring a live appearance by Baby Brent himself.
What is up, everybody?
Hey, it's Baby Brent.
What you doing? Stacking cans with me on him as a baby? Uh-oh! Anyways, who wants to watch me cut the ribbon at the mayor's unveiling thing? I'll be using these bad boys to help save the town.
Boy-ow!
All right, you guys, sardines, yeah! Swallow Falls forever!
Listen, you, maybe you want to go to that unveiling?
You know, Dad, why don't you go ahead? I'll hold down the fort here.
Really? You sure you can handle it?
Yeah, Dad, I'm pretty sure I'll be fine.
All right, then. I'll be back in half an hour, Skipper.
Okay. Bye.
Flint waits for his dad to go, then grabs his lab coat. The mayor and Brent.
This hellhole is too small for me, Brent. I want to be big. I want people to look at me and say, that is one big mayor. That's why this has to work. It has to work! Otherwise, I'm just a tiny mayor of a tiny town full of tiny sardine-sucking knuckle-scrapers.
But not me, right?
Oh, not you, Brent. No, you've always been like a son to me.
Hey, everybody! Under this tarp is the greatest tourist attraction ever built by humans.
We just need 17,000 more gigajoules.
An attraction.
Go, 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 go.
The policeman stops Flint.
What are you doing, Flint Lockwood?
Just holding my hands behind my back respectfully, sir.
You know what you are, Flint Lockwood?
No.
A shenaniganizer. A Tom Fool. You see my beautiful angel son, Cal?
So?
I love him so much. This is my only son. I want him to have a bright future. A future in which you don't ruin our town's day with one of your crazy science doolibopper thingies.
Well, you know, that's all behind
you. See
me.
This contact lens, Flint Lockwood?
Mm-hmm.
This contact lens represents you.
All right.
And my eye represents my eye.
Okay.
I got my eye on you.
Oh, my gosh, a jaywalker.
Hey!
And I've arranged for live coverage from a major network and their most experienced professional reporter.
Oh, just send the intern. She's cute and she's super perky.
Well, those are the only things we look for in a TV weather person. Intern, how would you like to do a weather report from a rinky-dink island in the middle of the ocean as a favor to my cousin?
Really? Can you believe it, Manny? Temporary professional meteorologist. Woo! Okay, Manny, what about this?
Welcome, America. I'm Sam Sparks. Hello, America. Sam Sparks here. America, hi. I didn't see you there. It's me, Sam Sparks. On my way. Across the ocean.
She's on the ferry. Flint and Steve take the food-making machine to an electrical substation.
This is a great idea.
Weather News Network. Weather news happens or not.
Now we're over to Swallow Falls, where our intern is on her first day on the job. Or should I say, first gray on the job. Looks pretty cloudy there, intern.
Hello, Sam Sparks. I'm America. It's Swallow Falls degrees and, let's just go to the mayor.
Thank you, and welcome, national television audience.
Flint connects crocodile clips to an electricity pylon. He gets a shock off one of them.
And now, here to cut the ceremonial ribbon, Swallow Falls' favorite son, Baby Brent. He's still got it, folks.
Yeah! Yeah! I'm the best person in the whole town! Uh-oh!
Brent is the guy who bullied Flint.
Food synthesis, go!
The car.
Now just hear us, I something's wrong.
Attraction the whole world has been waiting for, Sardine Land! With rides and exhibits, and featuring Shamo, the world's largest sardine, and his flaming hoop of glory! Those of you in the splash zone, look out! Yeah!
Shamo, although large for a sardine, is still very small. Flint connects his contraption to the pylon. As the cop pounces, the machine takes off with Flint clinging to it. It whizzes around out of control. Sam is doing a piece to camera.
Well, looks like things in Swallow Falls are sardine to get better.
Flint knocks her off her feet. The machine races on with Flint still clinging to it. It temporarily gets stuck under Shamo's bowl. Things go into slow motion as Flint spots his dad glaring disapprovingly at him. Flint tries to stop the runaway machine by digging his heel into the sidewalk. He knocks over a fire hydrant and slams into a lamppost. The machine flies up into the sky.
You're under arrest, Flint Lockwood! Thank goodness you only caused minimal damage to Sardine Land!
The stand holding up Shamo's bowl gives way, and the bowl tips over, soaking some of the crowd. The bowl rolls on, crushing various sardine-themed rides and exhibits. Shamo screams inside the rolling bowl as it smashes the mayor's podium.
I really shouldn't be running with these!
Brent has a pair of gold scissors.
Jump, 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 run, run, jump, jump, run!
The bowl just misses Flint and Steve, but hits some parked cars, which explode, throwing the bowl high up into the air. Shamo flies out of it through his flaming hoop. He's caught by a rat bird. The bowl lands, trapping Flint and Steve inside it. Flint stares out of the bowl at the angry crowd surrounding it. Brent and the policeman are amongst them. Also there is his dad, Tim, who looks very disappointed. The crowd begins to disperse and Flint bangs his head against the bowl. It shatters and collapses around him. Flint and Steve flee from the scene. Later, they're down at the docks, hanging limply from a ladder at the end of a jetty. They stare down at their reflections in the water. Hearing someone approach, they look up warily and try to stay out of sight. It's a gloomy-looking Sam. She hurls her presenter's microphone into the sea. She sits down glumly on the end of the jetty, and her heels whack Flint in the eyes.
Oh my gosh, I am so sorry. Are you okay? I didn't...
It's okay, it's just pain.
Sorry, I'm not myself today. My whole career was ruined by some crazy jerk riding a homemade rocket.
Flint cringes.
Wait a minute. What is going on with your feet?
Spray on shoes? They don't come off.
Cool! Ah! This could solve the untied shoes epidemic. What are they made of? Some kind of elastic biopolymer adhesive?
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean... Wow, they're shiny. I'm Sam.
Oh! Flint.
Steve!
Is that a monkey thought translator?
Steve!
Incredible! Did you make all of this stuff? You hit me with a rocket!
You kicked me in the face!
I said I was sorry! Oh!
A piece of cheese hits the ladder Flint is on, and a slice of pickle lands in the water just in front of him and Steve.
You get one shot at the show! And if you don't make it... It's back to cleaning the barometers.
Something hits a barrel on the pier. Flint walks over to investigate and finds a slice of processed cheese.
Cheese?
A rat bird grabs it and flies off with it.
But that could only mean...
He looks up at the sky, as do Sam and Steve. They all gawp. The mayor looks up and gawps too, as does Brent, some kids, people on the street, and the policeman, who lowers his car window for a better look. The rat bird who got the cheese looks up and gawps too. Billowing orange clouds roll in from the sea, from which spill shafts of golden light. It starts to rain cheeseburgers onto the pier. Flint gawps in utter astonishment.
Excited! Excited!
Flint smiles and laughs. He catches a falling cheeseburger and tucks in.
The machine works! It really works!
Your machine? Is that what that rocket was?
You like it?
She tries a burger.
I love it! This is just amazing! Look at this! This is the greatest weather phenomenon in history!
Hey, aren't you a weather girl?
She's delighted.
Daddy, get your camera!
Brent, the mayor, and all the other residents of Swallow Falls, including Flint's dad, Tim, look up in amazement at the burgers raining from the sky. A TV news anchor.
This just in, our humiliated weather intern is apparently back for more.
Thanks, Patrick.
Okay, everybody, you are not going to believe this one, but I am standing in the middle of a burger rain. You may have seen a meteor shower, but you've never seen a shower meatier than this.
For a town stuck eating sardines, this is totally manna from heaven.
This tastes significantly better than sardines.
A boy catches and eats a burger. The mayor.
This is going to be big.
This food weather was created intentionally by geekish backyard tinker, Flint Lockwood.
Huh? Flint Lockwood?
Hi.
Ah! You're under arrest for ruining sardine land.
Flint, those burgers were awesome. The producer called and he was all like,
everybody loves that food weather.
Food weather? What? This could be even bigger than sardine land.
Can you make it rain food again, please?
No, well, I don't really know if I...
You gotta do it again.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Please, 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 please.
Yes.
No.
Dad, just give me one more chance.
We both know this was an accident.
I know, but
cheeseburgers
listen,
from the sky, that's not natural.
I mean, my invention could save the whole town. You will be so proud of me, Dad. Plus, there's a girl here.
Can you look me in the eye and tell me you've got this under control and it's not going to end up in a disaster?
Yes?
Tim raises his thick, bushy monobrow and stares at Flint. Flint struggles to look him in the eye. He wrestles with each of his eyeballs until they're both facing Tim.
I've got this under control and it's not going to end a disaster. Oh.
All right.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so Sam, this is where the magic happens.
He opens the door to the portaloo, which acts as a lift up to his lab. He, Steve, Sam, and her cameraman cram themselves into it.
Welcome, Flint.
Wow. You seriously spend a lot of time alone.
What? So here's how it works. Water goes in the top, and food comes out the bottom.
So when you shot it up into the stratosphere, you figured it would induce a molecular phase change of the vapor from the cumulonimbus layer.
That's actually a really smart observation.
I mean, the clouds probably have water in them, which I guess is why you shot it up there in the first place.
Right, right. That's why I did that on
right,
purpose.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. The machine uses a principle of hydrogenetic mutation. Water molecules are bombarded with microwave radiation, which mutates their genetic recipe into any kind of food you want.
So, pizza?
Yes.
Mashed potatoes?
Yes.
Peas?
Yes, that's also a food.
Steak?
Yes.
Apples?
Mm-hmm.
Applesauce?
Yes.
Can you do a BLT?
I'm pretty sure I said any kind of food.
Chicken wings?
Okay, well, just think about what you're saying, and if it's a food, then yes, it
bologna.
Can.
Bologna!
Bologna, that is a food.
How about Jell-O?
Do you like Jell-O?
I love Jell-O.
I love Jell-O, too.
Oh, and peanut butter, right?
Oh, no. I am severely allergic to peanuts.
Hey, me too.
So what's it called?
Peanut allergy.
No, the machine.
Of course.
It's called the Flint Lockwood Diatonic Super Mutating Dynamic Food Replicator. Or, for short, the Flintsiblifer.
Lemonifer?
Flintsiblifer.
Lemonifer?
Flint. Sin. Stifer.
Oh. Manny, make sure you get this. He's gonna make the food now.
Now? Well, the thing is, I can't wait to show you this hilarious internet video.
Of a cat working a record deck.
What?
Fight the power!
What is this?
Fight the power!
Flint quickly cobbles together a contraption as Sam watches the video.
That's so cute!
Pushing, folding, connecting, taping, turning, painting, switching, staring, motivating, placing.
I can't believe I've been watching this for 3 hours!
I know!
Flint sits at a keyboard and presses a series of keys. A radio dish on top of his new contraption starts to move.
It's working. What do you guys want for breakfast?
Gummy bears!
Whoa, Steve, no. We both know how you get around gummy bears.
How about eggs?
And toast?
Orange juice!
And bacon!
He makes to kiss her.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
To the computer!
He types in menu, bacon, crispy, eggs over easy.
So, you're sure this is safe?
Don't worry. I have a dangerometer that lets us know if the food is going to overmutate.
What happens if the food overmutates?
I don't know.
But that'll never happen.
All right. This probably won't explode.
What?
He presses a red button. His new device sends a signal to his original machine up in the sky.
Bacon!
Inside the machine, atoms are reassembled to form bacon. Sam stands in front of a weather map.
Well, those cheeseburgers were only the beginning because a breakfast system is on its way to Swallow Falls. My forecast? Sunny. Side up.
A man puts a plate on his head. Strips of bacon and fried eggs cascade down from the sky. Pancake thumps onto a woman's windscreen. Children drink orange juice falling from the sky. Rat birds tuck in. So does the mayor. As Flint walks down a street, the mayor sidles up.
Flint, my boy. Can you do lunch?
All right, here's the skinny. You keep making it rain, the snackadoos. Weather Girl provides free advertising. I have taken out a very high-interest loan to convert this podunk town into a tourist foodtopia. All you have to do is make it rain food 3 meals a day, every day for the foreseeable future, and in 30 days, we hold a grand reopening of the island as a must-see cruise destination. And everyone, everywhere, is going to love your invention.
You think so?
I know so.
Flint makes it rain chicken legs.
Now that's what I call pool tree in motion.
The Swallow Falls sign is replaced with a chew and swallow sign. A gas station advertises anti-gas tablets. A sardine shop becomes the international house of cumin.
Mr. Lockwood, may I please have waffles?
Falafel?
Jelly beans!
Avocado!
Coming right up!
The machine's dangerometer moves up.
Leftovers? Not a problem with Flint Lockwood's latest invention, the Out-of-Sighter. So named because it catapults uneaten food out of sight. Therefore, out of mind.
The Out-of-Sighter hurls the food into the distance. Brent's old baby Brent sardine poster is replaced with one for Flint Lockwood napkins.
PLT!
A pizza stuffed inside a turkey, the whole thing deep fried and dipped in chocolate. It's me, the mayor.
Oh. You look different. Did you get a new haircut?
Yes, I did. Thank you for noticing.
He's also put on a lot of weight. Flint sits at his computer keyboard, pushing his machine to make more and more food. The dangerometer creeps ever upwards. Tim revises a sign in his shop from sardines 10% off to 100% off.
Hey, Dad, I'm headed back to the lab. If you want to come, I could show you how I make the food.
No, thanks. That techno food, it's too complicated for an old fisherman.
Got it.
Could still use your help around here, though, you know.
I'm working with the mayor now, Dad. I mean, the town's grand reopening is in like a week.
Right. Got it.
As Flint works on his transmitter dish, Earl the policeman appears on his intercom screen.
Flint Lockwood?
Yeah?
It's my son Cal's birthday tomorrow. And I was just wondering if you could make it rain something special.
Well, I'm pretty backed up on requests. Plus, you're always mean to me.
It'll be just one time. For my special angels, special day.
I don't know. You know, I don't want to overwork the machine, so...
Okay. I knew it was a long shot. I just wanted Cal to see how much your father loves him. I thought you would understand. You know how fathers always trying to express their love and appreciation for their sons.
As Earl heads off, Flint looks thoughtful.
Earl, wait!
Flint closes the window and runs over to his dangerometer. The needle is just out of the green. He taps it and the needle falls back into the green. He runs off.
Touch.
The needle goes back up as Steve taps it.
I've got an idea.
The next morning, a rat bird wakes. Earl's son Cal wakes up. He goes over to the window and wipes away condensation. He sees it has been snowing ice cream in the night and all the buildings are covered in it.
Happy birthday, son.
Dad?
This is your day. Go have fun.
I love you guys. You're awesome.
I love you too, son.
Woo! Ice cream! Yeah! Cool!
He dives into the ice cream.
Strawberry's my favorite!
Some children devour an ice cream snowman. Children climb on the out-of-sighter. It catapults them and a lump of ice cream into the distance. Earl and Cal have a toboggan on the roof of their house.
Come on, Dad!
I don't know, Cal. This doesn't look bad!
They slide off the roof into a dumpster.
I love you, son.
I know, Dad. You tell me every day.
Watching, Flint looks glum.
Flint, this is amazing! And designing the ice cream to accumulate into scoops, I don't know how you're gonna top this.
Maybe with hot fudge?
Hey, Flint! You wanna be in a snowball fight with us?
Flint, what's the problem?
I've never actually been in a snowball fight.
Really?
I don't even know the rules. Is there like a point system, or is it to the death?
No. I mean, look, even Steve is throwing chocolate snowballs.
It might not be chocolate.
Oh.
So, like, this?
No. Harder than that.
Oh.
Flint throws snowballs really hard at the kids.
Well, something to be said for enthusiasm.
Snowball!
He runs into a house and snowballs a guy and his kids. He snowballs the wife.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for Flint Lockwood's latest tasty townwide treat with flurries of frozen fun on what the mayor declared to be an ice cream snow day. He'd also like to invite everyone in the world to catch a cruise liner and come on down this Saturday for the grand opening of Chew and Swallow, a town that is truly à la mode.
The invitation is broadcast in Paris, Cairo, and London.
Chew and Swallow.
A town that is truly topped with ice cream.
With today's scoop for the Weather News Network, I'm Sam Sparks.
Flint, this is the best breakfast ever!
Flint sits on his bed deep in thought. Something occurs to him.
That's it! Researching, role-playing, dialing, waiting.
Sparks.
Hanging up! Regretting! Re-psyching! Saying what I'm doing?
Flint?
Hi, Sam. How are you? That's nice. I was wondering if you would like to go on a activity with me tomorrow.
Okay.
Great, bye. Meet me in the forest!
Nailed it!
Gotta go, Steve! Keep an eye on the lab for me!
The dangerometer's into the yellow.
Steve!
Flint's remote control TV runs by.
Oh, nowhere. I just thought it'd be nice for the two of us to go on a walk together. Like you do as friends. Oh my, what's that?
Wow!
A massive orange jello the size of a house is in front of them. They walk up to it.
Oh, jello's my favorite.
You never made a request, so I made one for you.
He walks into the jello.
Flint? Flint?
Join me.
He reaches a hand out of the jello.
Whoa.
She takes it and he pulls her into it. They emerge in a cavernous jello room with a bouncy floor and sweeping staircase. There are jello sunshades and furniture.
How did you...
Oh, I just made a ring jello in the middle of the night, then I gathered it all up with the out-of-sighter before everyone woke up, and then I brought it here and pressed it into a gigantic custom car plastic Tupperware mold I made. No big deal.
A jello piano.
Everything's made of jello! This piano, those sconces, that ghetto blaster, that jello, that aquarium, that Venus de Milo with your face on it next to a Michelangelo's David that also has your face. Come on, Sam, what are you waiting for?
She looks around.
Nothing!
They bounce off the jello floor and walls. Flint bounces between two jello Doric columns. They do some synchronized bouncing and bite chunks out of one of the jello statues. Flint bounces down the stairs. Sam bounces off a jello diving board.
Belly fly!
He whacks down onto the jello pool.
Why did I do that?
Sam is stuck under the surface of the pool. Later, they watch the sunset. Flint looks very self-conscious.
So, Jell-O.
Right.
It's a solid, it's a liquid, it's a viscoelastic polymer made of polypeptide chains. Would you eat it? I mean, it tastes good.
Why do you do that?
Do what?
Say something super smart and then bail from it.
Can you keep a secret?
No. But this time, sure, yeah.
Okay, well, it was a really long time ago, but I too was...
She looks up.
A nerd.
Two?
When I was a little girl, I wore a ponytail, I had glasses, and I was totally obsessed with the science of weather.
A flashback to her younger self.
Other girls wanted a Barbie. I wanted a Doppler Weather Radar 2000 Turbo. But all the kids used to taunt me with this lame song. It wasn't even clever.
Four eyes, you need glasses to see.
Go on.
So I got a new look, gave up the sciencey smart stuff, and I was never made fun of again. And I still need these glasses, but I never wear them.
I'll bet you look great with glasses on.
Oh, I'm really
happy. And on they go.
Oh.
Flint puts them on her.
Whoa.
What?
Nothing.
Wait.
He scoops up some Jell-O and molds it.
It's a Jell-O scrunchie.
He puts her hair in a ponytail.
And now, the reveal.
He takes his hands away from his eyes.
Wow. I mean, you were okay before, but now... You're beautiful.
No, I'm not. I can't go out in public like this.
Well, why not? I mean, this is the real you, right? Smart, bespectacled. Who wouldn't want to see that?
You know, I've never met anyone like you, Flint Lockwood.
Me either. But about you.
She puckers up to kiss him. He takes a deep breath and puffs his cheeks out. She shrugs and makes to kiss him, but they're interrupted before she can.
You have a call. You have a call.
Is your phone ringing?
That's weird. Someone must have changed my ring. Oh, it's a mayor. Do you mind if I take this?
No. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry.
It.
I just... Fine, it's really important.
I should be going too.
I'm just
going
to go step outside real
late.
Quick.
He fell out of the Jell-O. Tim stands outside a shop which sells bibs.
Dad, you came! I had the best day, so much to tell you!
I look all right.
You look great! Come on, let's go!
A trendy restaurant called The Roofless.
It's Baby Brent!
Hi!
You know? Hey. Uh-oh! I should be on the list!
Hey, Brian.
What? You're letting that guy in? That guy's a nerd!
Flint and his dad go in the restaurant. Hey. Food rains down inside.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
A toast to Flint and his delicious steak.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Very nice place.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Flint Lockwood!
Earl!
Earl and Flint bump knuckles. Tim follows Flint to a table.
So, no roof?
Yep. You just hold out your plate. And I even made it rain your favorites. Meat.
Steaks rain down onto tables, and diners tuck in.
Okay, so you know how the grand reopening of the town is tomorrow? Well, the mayor has asked me to cut the ribbon. He said my invention saved the town! Aren't you proud of me?
Flint holds his arms up. A massive steak lands on Tim's plate.
Well, Tim... Doesn't this steak look a little big to you?
Flint's crestfallen.
Yeah, it's a big steak. I mean, every steak is not exactly the same size. Did you even hear what I just said?
Son, look around. I'm not sure this is good for people. Maybe you should think about turning this thing off.
It's making everybody happy. Everybody except you. When are you going to accept that this is who I am instead of trying to get me to work in some boring tackle shop.
A steak lands on his head.
Well, you seem like you know what you're doing then. I guess I'll just get out of your way.
Tim shuffles off. The steak falls off Flint's head, and he looks dejected. Back at the bait and tackle shop, Tim puts some sardines through a mincer. He stops cranking the mincer handle for a moment and sadly rubs his face. As he carries on mincing, the "and son" part of the sign outside his shop falls off. Flint walks along a street as steaks fall from the sky.
I get with the times, man. I mean, there's no pleasing that guy. He just wants to take anything good I do and just smush it.
A giant hot dog falls in front of him. He looks around and sees other giant hot dogs lying around in the street and on rooftops.
These are big hot dogs.
Some rat birds nibble at one of the hot dogs. Back in his lab, Flint puts a hot dog through a scanner.
Oh, man. I mean, this isn't that bad. Is it, Steve?
Yellow!
Oh, you're right, Steve. The dangerometer is in the yellow. I don't know what to do.
I do.
The mayor.
Declare these hot dogs to be delicious.
Oh, no.
Whoa!
How did you get in here?
Tomorrow's the big day, Flint. The entire town's fate is resting on your food weather.
I'm thinking pasta. Some light apps. I know you won't let us down.
The mayor is now super fat.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I think there's something you should see.
What?
This is the molecular structure of a hot dog that fell last week. And this is the molecular structure of a hot dog that fell today. The machine uses microwave radiation to mutate the genetic recipe of the food. The more we ask it to make, the more clouds it takes in, the more radiation it emits, the more these food molecules could over-mutate. I think that's why the food is getting bigger.
Here's what I heard. Blah, 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 science, 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 bigger. And bigger is better. Everyone's gonna love these new portion sizes.
He gulps a hot dog.
My dad thinks I should turn it off.
Geniuses like us are never understood by their fathers, Flint.
But what if things go...
Who needs the approval of one family member when you can have it from millions of acquaintances? Not to mention that little cutlet Sam Sparks. And me. I've always felt that you were like a son to me, Flint. And I'm gonna be so proud of you tomorrow when you cut that ribbon, save the town, and prove to everybody what a great inventor you are. So here's the cheese. You can keep it going, get everything you've ever wanted, and be the great man I know you can be. Or you can turn it off, ruin everything, no one will ever like you. It's your choice.
Choice. Choice. Choice.
Choice. Choice.
Okay.
The mayor watches over Flint's shoulder as he enters a food code. Menu: spaghetti al dente. Steve cowers under Flint's desk.
I mean, bigger is better. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Flint presses a red button. In the sky, his machine gets the signal. Clouds are sucked into the machine. People arrive on the island from a fleet of ships. A banner says, "Welcome, tourists."
Looks safe to me and sanitary, too.
Giant-sized food drops from the sky. Sam sits in the back of her news broadcast van. She checks her bespectacled appearance in a monitor screen. She notices a briefcase behind her. She opens it and finds it contains an old Doppler 2000 turbo weather predictor. She turns it on, and the radar screen comes to life. She sees something alarming. Crowds throng the streets of Chew and Swallow.
That is one big mayor.
Delight in our nacho cheese hot springs.
allow your kids to eat all the junk food they want in our completely unsupervised kid zone. And when the fun is done, gaze upon the sunset cresting over Mount Leftovers, from which we're protected by a presumably indestructible dam. We've got people here today from all around the world, from as far as China to West Virginia.
Backstage, Flint adjusts his hair.
Flint, you need to look at this.
Why aren't you on TV? You're supposed to be broadcasting this.
There's a problem. I think the food's getting bigger.
I know, it's great. Bigger portion sizes. Everyone loves it.
Flint, I'm not sure we're doing the right thing here.
Sam,
what
listen,
if we've bitten off more than we can chew?
For the first time in my life, everybody loves something that I've done. Why can't you just be happy for me and go say the weather or something? Jeez.
And without further ado, our town's hero and my metaphorical son, Flint Lockwood!
Flint basks in the applause.
You're quicking it, dude!
Now, Brent, we're gonna need you to hand over the ceremonial scissors.
No! You can't!
Go.
You can't take them! No! Oh, baby Brent!
He strips off.
Uh-oh!
Put your clothes back on!
Who am I?
Brent flees.
Go ahead, Flint. Everybody loves you.
Holding the ceremonial gold scissors, Flint looks at the pumped-up crowd. He holds the scissors up. Earl waves from the crowd. Giant fountains of molten cheese rise from pools behind Flint. In the bait and tackle shop, Tim is mincing sardines. He looks down sadly. The cheese fountain spurts extravagantly as Flint prepares to cut the ceremonial ribbon. He closes his eyes and cuts it. As he does so, a flock of rat birds flies past.
Danger! 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 Danger!
Steve runs away.
Salt and pepper wind?
He's hit by a leaf.
Oregano.
He looks across the harbour and sees a giant, twisting meatball and spaghetti hurricane is brewing up. It shatters buildings it comes into contact with, and meatballs are thrown from the twisting mass.
Mamma mia.
He looks at Sam.
Sam, wait, no, I can turn it off!
She goes. He sees the hurricane is approaching his lab.
I can turn it off.
Flint runs up the street, dodging meatballs, pizza bread, and other comestibles flying out of the hurricane. He jumps over two cars and a child's roundabout that have been set flying. He gets sucked into the eye of the storm. And floats past a man in his bath. A guy in a car.
Oh, no problem.
He falls out of the hurricane and uses his lab coat as a parachute. He loses the lab coat and falls, bouncing off various airborne debris into his garden where Steve is waiting.
Gummy bears!
Not now, Steve.
He runs into the Portaloot lift. The tourists run to the harbour but find the ships have already left. People in the roofless restaurant are deluged with giant spaghetti. Tim steps out of the tackle shop.
Flint.
He ducks back inside to avoid a giant meatball.
Sam, hey! We love a good storm over here, but you look like a nerd.
Patrick, several children are stranded in the path of this tomato tornado.
Oh, my tummy hurts.
Oh.
Cow!
Yikes!
What is that, a scrunchie? I haven't seen one of those since 1995.
What? We have an actual weather emergency.
Oh, no! Well, we'll get right back to that storm, and hopefully Sam will look a little more appealing.
They cut to a summary of the weather beside a cute dog. Flint and Steve run into the lab and find the mayor there.
Steve, we just have to upload the kill code and it will shut down the... Oh, what are you doing here?
I've been up here ordering dinner for the last 10 minutes. Why? Is something going on?
I've got to stop the machine. Everyone's in danger because of me.
Oh, it can't be that bad.
No, oh,
well, I'm out of here.
I can still stop the order with a kill code.
Flint types frantically.
Sending kill code.
I'm back.
Flint escapes the mayor's clutches.
Hey,
Flint! It's been nice to meet you!
As Flint dives for the red button, the radish thrown by the mayor hits the radio dish contraption. It blows up before it can send the kill code. The dangometer blows up. The mayor freezes, as does Steve, who holds an asparagus spear above his head. The lab's instruments power down.
That was the only way to communicate with the machine. What exactly did you order?
A Vegas-style all-you-can-eat buffet?
In the sky, the swollen machine gets the order.
Jelly bean, watermelon, marshmallow, pretzel, cheese, pretzel,
Outside, Sam and her cameraman emerge from a pile of spaghetti.
Everyone okay?
Yeah.
Dark clouds gather out at sea. Sam checks her Doppler 2000 turbo weather predictor.
Help somebody! Help me, please! It's my son!
We need a doctor. Is anyone here a doctor? Anyone?
I am a doctor.
You are?
I was, back in Guatemala. I came here for a better life. Pretty great decision, eh?
The doctor is her cameraman, Manny. He checks Earl's son, Cal.
How is he, Doc?
He's in a food coma. Too much junk food. I need a celery. Stat!
Here you go.
He breaks a stick of celery, and Cal wakes up.
Daddy?
Oh, Cal! Cal! I love you, son. Looks like everything turned out okay.
Not yet, it hasn't. That spaghetti twister was just an amuse-bouche compared to what's on the way.
What's an amuse-bouche?
Manny, patch us through.
Manny activates the new satellite uplink and then grabs his camera.
Go.
Good report, Nancy.
Hey! For us!
Can it, Patrick? We're about to be in the epicenter of a perfect food storm. It's going to spread across the globe. I've calculated the Coriolis acceleration of the storm system. First, it'll hit New York. Then Paris. Then the Xiuquan Pass in eastern China. And in 4 hours, the entire northern hemisphere will be one big potluck.
Tim barges his way out of the bait and tackle shop, shoving aside a giant meatball that's blocking the door. He looks around at the street, which is caked in spaghetti. He finds Flint's lab coat hanging from a telegraph wire. He pulls it down and looks at it. Arriving back home, Tim looks up at the treehouse lab in the back garden.
Flint?
Tim disturbs some rat birds perching on a bin. He looks inside it.
Flint?
Hey, Dad.
What are you doing?
Well, I tried to help everybody, but instead I ruined everything. I'm just a piece of junk. So I threw myself away, along with all these dumb inventions. This is junk.
Spray on shoes.
This is junk.
Hair on Boulder. He points at himself.
This is junk.
Look, son, you listen, when your boat is, when it's listing, if it's not running, you know,
Don't worry, Dad, I get it. Mom was wrong about me. I'm not an inventor. I should have just quit when you said.
Tim's shoulders sag. He looks up, then back at Flint in the bin.
Well, when it rains, you put on a coat.
Dad, you know I don't understand fishing metaphors.
Tim holds up the lab coat.
What?
Flint stands up in the bin and takes it.
My coat.
Flint holds the white lab coat up and stares at it. He looks round and sees Tim disappearing into the house. Flint suddenly looks determined.
Come on, Steve. We've got Diem to carpe.
Flint puts the lab coat on. He and Steve ride the lift up to the lab. Flint works at the computer.
Kill code downloading.
To a memory stick.
Redesigning. Virtualizing. Cutting. Welding. Forging. Wiring.
Help me!
Testing.
Rocket boosters.
Yes!
A car with a massively overtall windscreen.
Flying car 2.
now with wings.
The wings extend from the sides of the car. A gigantic watermelon flies out of the clouds over Chew and Swallow. It smashes into the docks. Giant donuts rain down. Children flee from a school just before it's covered by a giant pancake, butter, and syrup.
Now school!
A giant cherry smashes through the window of a television store. A man runs in and grabs a telly. Flint's remote control TV runs into the store and runs off with the shopkeeper. Flint drives into town in the flying car. He leaps out of it.
Everyone!
They all stop.
I want to apologize. Especially to you, Sam. But I have a plan! This flash drive contains a kill code. I will fly up into that food storm, plug it into the machine, and shut it down forever. While you guys evacuate the island using bread...
This is all his fault! Get him!
There he is!
Let's rock his car back and forth!
The angry crowd rocks the car from side to side. Oh, not Chisholm.
Hey! This mess we're in. It's all our fault. Me, I didn't even protect my own son. Look, I'm as mad as Flint as you are. In fact, when he gets out of that car, I'm gonna slap him in the face. I know Flint Lockwood made the food, but it was made to order. And now it's time for all of us to pay the bill.
As a giant ice cream touches down, Brent picks himself up off a park bench, shrugging off a giant piece of pizza as he does so. He salutes. Flint steps out of the car.
Thank you, Earl.
Ow!
Sorry.
It's okay.
Let's go build some boats!
Yeah!
After clipping Flint round the ear, Earl hurries off and the crowd follows him.
I'm coming with you. You're gonna need someone to navigate you through that storm. I can't let you do this alone.
Oh, Sam, I'm so sorry.
Are you kidding?
Well, I just thought that...
No!
Okay.
You are going to need a co-pilot.
You're a pilot, too?
Yes. I am also a particle physicist.
Really?
No, that was a joke. I am also a comedian.
Let's do this, Sam!
I'm coming, too!
Brent, that's okay.
No, it's not okay. I've been coasting on my fame since I was a baby. But it was all just an illusion. Maybe up there, I'll find out who I really am.
Car's pretty full, so...
Yeah! Brent!
Okay.
With Manny, Brent, and Sam aboard the car, Flint fires the thrusters and it takes off from a pier. Flint gives a thumbs up to some rat birds as they fly towards the storm clouds. Tim watches them go and salutes.
Good luck, son.
As they fly into the storm, they encounter severe turbulence. Manny sits calmly reading a magazine.
Pea soup bomb!
Manny, hit the wipers!
Oh. Flint, there's massive gastroprecipitation accumulated around the machine. It's almost as if it's...
inside a giant meatball.
A meatball has indeed formed around the machine.
Water goes in the top. A food hurricane comes out the bottom.
Glad I'm wearing a diaper.
Having come through the pea soup, they fly closer to the giant meatball-encrusted machine. Clouds are drawn into the top of it, and food spills from the bottom of it. A pizza spews out of the meatball and splits into 9 pieces, which fly after the car.
Anybody order pizza? Oh!
Hold on! The pizza's chasing us! Sentient food? That's impossible!
Unless its molecular structures mutated into superfood!
That's been genetically engineered to protect the flintstoner!
Pizza! Pizza, 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 pizza!
The pizza slices attack.
That was close. I mean, can you imagine if we lost this kill code?
It sucked out of the window.
Uh-oh!
It was Tackle Shop.
Dad, you're okay! Great! I need a favor. The fate of the world depends on it.
Okay then, Skipper. What do you need?
I just need you to go into my lab, get on my computer, and email a file to my cell phone.
Tim looks uncertain.
All right.
One of the pizza slices hits the car, putting it into a spin.
Want me to drive?
Yeah, okay.
Manny takes the wheel. He quickly regains control of the car and weaves it through a cloud of giant food. The pizza slices crash against a ring donut Manny flies through the middle of.
Wow, you're a lot better than me.
They arrive at the top of the giant meatball where the clouds are getting sucked in.
Okay, here's the plan. Sam and I will enter the meteoroid through the intake here, which should lead us straight to the Flintstone from Earth. Manny, you and Steve will stay on the plane. Don't spray that in your mouth. Once my dad emails me the kill code, we'll destroy the machine and rendezvous here at the Western Blowhole in... How long until the world's destroyed?
About 20 minutes.
Just before then.
What about me, Brent? What do I do?
You can be president of the back seat.
Oh.
Deploy hatch!
Car upside down, go!
Ladies first? No?
Wait for me!
Flint and Sam dive into the meteoroid. Brent follows them.
As long as we stay on course, it should be a straight shot to the...
Brent catches them up. They fall down a shaft deep inside the meteoroid. It's really dark.
We're a team!
Flint lights a giant marshmallow on a stick and uses it as a torch. They're in a cave made up of various oversized foodstuffs.
We've landed here in some kind of exhaust vent. But if we go this way, the flamminibiter should be right down this air shaft. Brent, get out of that pie.
What's up?
Tim steps into the Portaloo lift to Flint's lab. It rockets upwards. Tim crawls out of the lift and makes his way down the hexagonal corridor to the lab. He pushes the sheet with the vault door on it aside.
Welcome, Flint.
Tim looks around the high-tech lab and opens his eyes wide in surprise. Brent, Flint, and Sam have arrived at a lake of oil.
That's fry oil.
They jump from one hot, deep-fried item to the next.
Flint, you have an all. Flint, you have... Ah, Dad! Oh, okay, great. On the screen, there's a file marked kill code. Move that into my email window. Ah! Type in my name and press send.
Window?
Hey, Dad, you see the thing that looks like a little piece of paper?
What?
Use the mouse to drag it.
Drag it.
Drag it.
Drag it.
Drag it.
Tim rubs the mouse over the screen.
Okay, it's not drag. Drag it across the desktop.
That didn't do anything.
Of course it didn't. You know what? Ah!
The townsfolk have built boats from giant food.
Go, go, go! Hoist those sails! Toast that bread! We're running out of time!
They work under a giant pancake for shelter.
Let's move out! Go, go, go! We can do it! Come on, move it, move it! Good job! That's what I'm talking about! Everybody head to the docks!
They carry sandwiches fitted with masts and sails down to the docks.
Important announcement. See you, suckers!
Woohoo!
Bon voyage! And bon appetit!
The mayor sails away. The dam holding the waste food back from the town begins to crack. Cal looks up and sees a cherry land on the top of the waste food pile. The dam gives way, and a food avalanche spills towards the town. Earl runs back to Cal as the avalanche bears down on him. It engulfs the streets and houses.
Food avalanche!
Cal! I'm not gonna lose you again!
Baby!
Earl throws Cal like a football to his wife, who catches him.
Hold on tight, Calvin!
They sit on a peanut butter sandwich boat, which Earl picks up and carries over his head. He runs down the street with the food avalanche hot on his heels. His wife uses a candy cane to bat away falling food. A giant banana lands in Earl's path. He tosses the boat over the top of the banana and runs underneath it. He catches the boat on the far side and runs on. A nacho gets stuck in the ground in front of him. He smashes straight through it. His wife pulls him up onto the boat as it lands in the sea, just ahead of the food avalanche.
Everybody head south! We gotta stay ahead of that storm!
The food avalanche bears down on Tim in the lab.
Now what?
quicksand.
Flint, the Flipman Observatory is right down there.
Dad, hurry!
Sends. Oh, wait.
The food lunch hits the lab, knocking it over.
Dad? Can you hear me? Dad?
Hey, guys?
They look up and see roast chickens clinging to the roof like bats.
Holy crap, balls.
Go!
They run for it, but the chickens drop down from the ceiling of the cave and surround them.
Oh, I don't know, I think they're kind of cute. I mean, this one just walked right up to me.
The chicken swallows Brent.
They ate Brent!
Dad, I'm surrounded by man-eating chickens right now. So if this is goodbye, thanks for trying to set me straight. Figured it out a little late, I guess. Okay, bye.
In the lab, Tim talks his way out of a mountain of food. He crawls over to the computer and reaches for the mouse. He moves the cursor to the send icon and clicks on it. Flint gets the email on his phone. A chicken snatches it.
Hey, give me that phone back!
The chicken that swallowed Brent starts to convulse and jerk awkwardly. Sam and Flint watch as it falls over. Brent sticks his head out of the top of the chicken.
Baby Brent?
I'm not Baby Brent anymore. I'm Chicken Brent! And I'm finally contributing to society! Crutchkin!
He kicks the chicken that swallowed the phone, making it cough it up, then escapes with Sam and Flint.
Did it, Chicken Brent. You really did it.
Go!
Brent holds back the other chickens.
It should be right down this hole.
Lined with spikes.
That's peanut brittle. If either one of us touches it, we'll go into anaphylactic shock.
Actually, I'm not entirely allergic to peanuts. I might have just said that to get you to like me.
So you really thought having allergies would make you more attractive?
Aboard the flying car,
mustache.
Manny glares at Steve, who was reaching for his mustache. The food storm clouds approach New York.
That's the main bagel!
Taxi! I asked for extra mustard.
A guy with an End of the World Today sign sees another guy with an End of the World Tomorrow sign get crushed by a hot dog. The Eiffel Tower in Paris skewers a giant BLT sandwich. Custard pies hit the faces on the Mount Rushmore rock. In London, it's raining tea.
What tea?
A fortune cookie hits the Great Wall of China.
You are about to be crushed by a giant corn.
The corn cob rolls along the top of the wall.
It looks like the food storm is following an unusual pattern of hitting the world's most famous landmarks first and is now spreading to the rest of the globe.
A giant pretzel lands.
What the what?
Hurry up, guys!
After I plug my phone into the Flintstifflinter and destroy it, I'll tug on the licorice twice and you'll pull me back up, okay?
Sounds great.
Sam lowers Flint down the peanut brittle lined shaft on the end of a licorice string. She loses her grip but regains it before he hits the peanut brittle.
Oh no.
A piece of peanut brittle jabbed her arm and it begins to swell.
You got cut, didn't you?
It's a scratch.
Brent, you need to take Sam back to the plane to get her an allergy shot.
Just a second.
Let's go.
Let go, Sam.
I'm not gonna let you go. Flint, you'll be stuck down there.
It's not ideal, no.
Come with us. We'll start over. We'll live underground. Use bacon for clothes.
Sam, that's not a very good plan.
It is if it means I don't have to lose you. Look, I like you, okay?
Like as a friend?
No. Like you.
Her face is all swollen.
Me too. What about you?
They share the moment, then Flint bites through the licorice rope.
Goodbye, Sam.
Please, no!
Hang on, Sam! Dr. Bacon!
Flint plummets down the shaft. He lands in something soft at the bottom. He picks himself up and sees his swollen machine creating more monster food. Sam rides on Chicken Brent's back as they flee from the pursuing chickens.
Betty, we're on our way. Hurry!
Hang on, Sam. I'm circling the blowhole.
Something hits the wing.
Was ist das?
Gummy bears climb onto the flying car's wing and start ripping it apart. It sends the car into a dive. Steve jumps onto the wing and starts tearing the gummy bears apart. Manny wrestles with the flying car's controls as it continues to spin. Brent and Sam arrive at the blowhole.
Manny, where are you?
Steve plunges his hand into a gummy bear's heart and rips it out. He eats it. A white gummy bear body puts a red head on its shoulders. As the roast chickens arrive at the blowhole, Brent leaps into the air with Sam. They land on the flying car as Steve hurls the last gummy bear into the car's jet engines.
She touched a peanut or something!
Flint runs round the edge of pools of nacho cheese. He leaps onto an island, breaking a nacho. The noise alerts the machine to his presence.
Corn!
The machine shoots a corn on the cob at Flint, who ducks out of the way. The machine, which is on an extendable stalk, searches for him. Flint hides in a hot dog bun and tries to look like a hot dog. The machine double takes, but when it looks back, Flint has gone. Hiding inside a giant stuffed olive, Flint runs clear of the probe. He wears the pepper from the olive like a helmet and grabs a giant prawn. He uses the prawn like a grappling hook.
Waiting.
The machine prepares to make more food.
Swinging!
Flint swings around the machine, tying it up with a length of spaghetti rope before it can make more food.
Sorry, old friend. The kitchen's closed.
He connects his phone. The machine ejects the phone from its docking port. Flint watches horrified as the machine breaks free from its spaghetti bindings. Flint clings to the machine as it thrashes about on its stalk, trying to shake him off. The machine dangles Flint over the giant food-making orifice below it. The stalk above it begins to swell as it prepares to make another deluge of food. Flint looks down and sees his spray on shoes. His eyes widen as an idea comes to him.
When it rains, you put on a coat. A spray on shoes!
Flint squirts the spray into the machine, clogging it up. The machine malfunctions. Flint lets go of it and falls into the orifice below. As he falls, the machine explodes above him. In the car, Manny gives Sam an injection, and she sits up.
Where's Flint?
The meteoroid explodes.
I know, kid. I know.
Chicken Brent hugs Sam. Blue shockwaves rip through the air, chasing the food storm clouds away. Around the world, people cheer in the streets. Aboard their toast boat, Earl and his family cheer too. Tim climbs out of the portaloo and looks up at the sky. He sees the flying car coming back to chew and swallow. The car crash lands on a giant strip of bacon and bumps into a huge marshmallow, which brings it to a halt. People cheer from the fleet of bread boats as Chicken Brent gets out of the car, followed by Steve, Manny and Sam. Tim walks over to Sam and sees that she looks downbeat. She looks up at Tim.
Flint.
She looks down sadly.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
Tim hangs his head, as do Chicken Brent, Manny and Steve. On the boats, the people are silent. Sam touches Tim's arm.
Your son was a great man.
They both look down. Sam turns around and notices something descending from the sky. Tim, Chicken Brent and the others all look up and see a flock of ratbirds approaching. The ratbirds carry Flint down to the ground and gently set him down. Flint gets to his feet and Steve runs to him. The guy with the macaroni on his head.
Sam.
Flint.
Sam.
Flint.
Flint.
Dad.
Steve.
Flint. Oh. Look, when you cast your line, if it's not straight,
Oh, for crying out loud.
Sam sticks Steve's voice box synthesizer onto Tim.
I'm proud of you, Flint. I'm amazed that someone as ordinary as me could be the father of someone as extraordinary as you. You're talented, you're a total original, and your lab is breathtaking. Your mom, she always knew you were going to be special, and if she were alive today, she'd tell us both, I told you so. Now, look, when I take this thing off and you hear me make a fishing metaphor, just know that fishing metaphor means I love my son.
I love you too, Dad.
Flint and Tim share a hug. Earl and his family hug too. Chicken Brent wipes away a tear. Tim indicates for Flint to go and talk to Sam.
So, where were we?
You were about to kiss me?
Were you gonna kiss me back?
Why don't you find out?
Because I don't want to go for it and then get shut down again.
Just kiss
you
me.
Know?
They both take a deep breath, close their eyes, and hook her up. Then kiss.
Yeah, I'm a champion!
An aerial view pulling away from the giant food-laden island of Chew and Swallow. 5 ratbirds fly past in a V formation. The end. The bloated mayor clings to the remains of his boat, which he's nearly completely eaten.
This was not well thought out.
ITFC audio description by John Walskill, read by Sam Clark.